Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're so glad that you are here, and we are thankful for the opportunity that lies before us in worshiping our Lord and singing praises to His wonderful name. In our call to worship, I'm in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and reading just the first two verses. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Here we see a line of communication here that Paul establishes with Timothy about how we teach the next generation. And he encourages Timothy, first of all, to be strong in what? Did you notice that? Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now that idea there is the truth that what God has given to us, everything that God has given to us is part of His grace. Amen? We didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve a copy of the Scriptures. This is part of His grace. The fact that we're here together today as God's people, that's a measure of His grace, that we can be here today to worship His name. And so we're to be strong in that. And the reason I say we there is the context is not just to Timothy. He says, I want you to share this with others. I want you to pass it along to faithful men that they may be able to teach others also. So you see the continuity that's there. Be strong in the grace of God, and the things that you've learned from me, Timothy, I want you to pass them along to faithful men that they may teach others also. So we have this established line of communication that God has for us. And you and I are to be strong in the grace of God. The Bible has so much to say about the biblical word grace, and a lot of times it's misunderstood that we're not to say anything critical, or we're not to say anything of rebuke or reproof or exhortation. That's bad in these days. You can't do that. That's grace. That's grace to help in time of need. If I have a child that's fixing to step out in the traffic and I raise my voice and say, stop, I've just helped that child if they hear. Now, maybe it was not in a quiet tone of voice or whatever, but the moment required that. And it was an act of what? Grace. To reach out to help. And the same thing is true in many areas of life. The grace of God teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. There are some things that grace teaches us that we're not to do. And so, be strong in that grace. Grace is the entirety of everything that God has given to us. Isn't that wonderful? Because it's all of His grace. It's all a gift from Him to us, unworthy as we are. He's chosen to give it, and He says, be strong in that. Be strong in that. Recognize who it comes from, and then put it into practice and share it with others that they may grow as well. So I want to encourage you today as we come together to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we be strong in the grace that God has given to us, and that we might teach others, that they might teach others, that they might know the glories and the wonders of God's grace.